Welcome to Talk Tyrannus, a weekly podcast that delivers leaf-level insights to your ears from across the Corn Belt to help growers grow. The story of your fields is always at your fingertips, and now you have the information you need for analysis and predictive planning. In this week's Crop Progress and Condition Report, we check in with Eastern Iowa's Regional Sales Manager, Mark Bradke, as he gives us a Crop Progress and Condition Report for his great state. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us. Here we are, we're smack dab in the middle of May, and farmers across the Midwest have had kind of a slow start to planting season. And then it warmed up and it felt like August there for a week. And now finally, I feel like Mother Nature's opened that window and we're on track. And I know your farmers and customers in Iowa probably are feeling the same way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's been stop and go. You know, we had farmers plant real early. We're getting to the point where we're seeing the returns from Tyrannus on those, seeing those images and seeing some problems out in the field from all the weather problems we have been having. So I hope we're past that.
You know, Mark, as you visit with your customers after those first missions have been flown, tell me what you're seeing. What are some of those issues in the fields?
Well, I had an experience on Monday, again, new agronomy person, and we wanted to just go out and ground truth what we saw in the images. And again, you know, we're seeing actual plants in our images. We're tagging them, counting them all through AI. And we just wanted to verify out in the field that it was what it was. Because there, again, was some areas of really poor stand. So we went out there and had our tape measure with us. And we basically spent about 3 hours looking at probably an eighth of an acre in three different fields plus travel time. So what we did in those 3 hours was verify what Tyrannus did in probably an hour on 100 acres. So that tells you what we're dealing with now, how quickly we can see what's going on in the field by looking at those images and discovering exactly what's happening, which gives our salespeople an opportunity to go out and talk to that grower and offer him or her some alternatives of what do we do now. And, you know, I tell them the greatest story we can have is that everything's perfect. So sleep well at night, Mr. Grower or Mrs. Grower. Again, you know, we just evaluate what's in the field at that time and deliver that information.
You know, Mark, after you went out and ground truth that with your new agronomist, you know, what did he have to say versus the information from the first mission versus going out and looking at it firsthand?
Again, we talked about the time savings, and again, the time is cost as well. We all know it costs us time to drive those fields and get everything put in order, and then again, how much of that field can we cover? As we discussed it, she understood too that this is a great way for her to gain more experience and also gain more trust with Tyrannus as we move forward, that what she sees in those actionable images, which what we get back to them within 24 hours of that flight, that that's really what's going on out there in the field. So she felt, again, not having a lot of experience, she felt a lot more comfortable being able to have a conversation with the grower and, again, back that up with images to show exactly what's going on in those two fields that we looked at.
You know, Mark, in your experience in the ag industry, you have seen really it all throughout your career. Tell me what the most rewarding part about working with Tyrannus is for you.
I tell a lot of people I'm old. So in 1994, we sampled by having a sales agronomist go out and dig holes in the ground and try to put something together for the grower to make sense of a fertility program. By the fall of 95, we were grid sampling. And again, what we did with grid sampling was we were able to better measure and manage what's going on in that field. And I had an opportunity to work with Tyrannus at a retail level back in 2019. When the opportunity became available to go to work for Tyrannus, I jumped at the chance, because it kind of closes that circle for me, starting that first quote-unquote precision ag process, which was grid sampling, bring it around to what we do on a daily basis with Tyrannus in those fields. It's the same thing. We measure what's going on in that field so much better than we can by hand, by foot, and travel. So it just reinforces with me all the great things that are coming in precision and technology and that we're in the forefront of that with Taranis, being able to see those images and go out and have that conversation that leaves no doubt in the grower's mind that, number one, we know what we're talking about. Number two, he can make that decision pretty quickly, in this case, whether to replant or not. So, again, just blown away by how crystal clear the images are and how verifiable they are in the field.
Very good. You know, Mark, we'll check back in with you here in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, any advice you have for your customers and your farmers?
Well, the main thing I would like to remind them is, you know, we're running hard and we're tired. Just make sure that they are safe out there and be cognizant of the fact that everybody's in the same boat. We're all trying to do too much in too short of a time. So when we get in a hurry, that's when mistakes and accidents happen. So that's the best advice I can give them at this point.
Thank you for tuning in to Talk Taranis. Taranis delivers millions of tiny leaf-level images that allow you to see the big picture of your operation. If you're looking to gain a competitive advantage in today's market, the dollars are in the details. Get more out of every seed you plant with precision insights that allow you to see which incremental adjustments you can make to get the most out of your acres and improve your bottom line. For more information, visit taranis.ag. That's TARANIS.AG.